lead poisoning in Michigan kids. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say even low levels of lead in blood can affect a child's IQ, their ability to pay attention, and their performance in school. Kids are most often exposed to lead in paint in homes built before 1978. Robert Scott is with the Michigan Department of Community Health. He says over the past several years, there's been great progress in cleaning up lead contamination in old homes in the state. He says lead poisoning in kids in Detroit has dropped more than 70% since 2004.
I do want to emphasize, though, that with this steady decrease over the years, there are still pockets in Detroit and other places where the rates are still much higher.
He says areas of Highland Park, Detroit, Grand Rapids, Benton Harbor, and Muskegon still have high rates of kids with elevated lead levels. Lyke Thompson is the director of the Center for Urban Studies at Wayne State University. Thanks for joining me.
My pleasure.
So as we've heard, there's been a big drop in the number of kids in Detroit with elevated lead levels since 2004. Why is that the case?
Well, there's really two reasons. The first reason is the work of a coalition of nonprofit and public actors that goes under the title of Green and Healthy Homes Initiative that have worked tirelessly to try to make sure that action on this issue is very coordinated and very carefully implemented in the city of Detroit. The second reason is the profound number of homes that are going vacant and that are being demolished in Detroit. As we get rid of this older housing stock, then there's fewer places that are as likely to lead poison children.
The Michigan Department of Community Health says that 8.5% of kids in Detroit who are 6 years old or younger still exceed the new, more stringent lead guidelines set by CDC. What needs to be done to get that number to zero?
One, you need to aggressively get rid of these old lead poison homes. Two, where you can't get rid of them, you need to go in and abate the lead paint in the house. That is, you need to eliminate it from the high-risk areas like windows. Three, you need to make sure that as soon as you know a child is lead poisoned, you intervene really quickly because you can get those lead levels down and reduce the damage to those kids.
So there's been a lot of progress with reducing lead poisoning. But at the same time, the CDC recently slashed its lead prevention funding. What does that mean for Detroit?
It's meant a tremendous cut in services. You had nursing services where people went out and checked on the homes and the environment where these kids are getting lead poisoned and made sure that the families knew what to do, helped them deal with the lead poison in the house, and so forth and so on. That has gone from more than a dozen people down to only one. There's this other procedure where you do what is called an EBL investigation, where you try to identify elevated blood lead levels in the house and what they're coming from. That has been totally eliminated. In addition, the funding for abatement in the city is for the moment gone. We hear it may be started back up under a different program. But, you know, the services to lead poisoned kids in the city are just drastically cut.
Lyke Thompson is the director of the Center for Urban Studies at Wayne State University. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.